This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're back. 96.5 The Fan. Fesco, Mac, and Dusty with you on this Thursday morning. It's a soaker out there. I don't know if that's how you would describe the rain coming down today.
Depending on what part of the country you're in, Dusty, that could be a term like, remember when we were at Denny's wedding and we talked about...
Balling.
Yes. Soaking is a different term depending on where you are.
I've been pounded this week.
Anyways, I'm going to keep it non-after hours here. We'll keep it at Fesco and Dusty at 7 o'clock in the morning. You hear this sound.
Finally, I'm one of those guys who can't wait to get to work in the morning. Like a dairy cow.
Ah! Ah! Oh, yes! Yes! That's right. Caller number 9. Tell Mac that he's awesome. Tell him that you think his laugh is amazing.
Mac's awesome.
And the Tennessee's just an okay team. I kid on that. Smash or pass. It's not food today, guys.
Okay.
Mixing some things up.
Love it.
It's sports related. Smash or pass.
You like it?
You like that?
Heck yeah.
You like that? Yeah, I like that. Drafting a running back at number 9 overall. Smash.
I'm going to pass. I'll pass on that. I think there's bigger needs that you're going to need to fill now on this team. I think there's so many good defensive players in this draft right now, so I would pass on that. I like defensive line.
Yeah, I completely agree. Pass on that. With as much as you need to spend your money where the money is not asked for as much. In running back, you can get a good running back with paying $10 million. You want a good wide receiver, $25-$30 million.
I think it's more prudent, and that's a great point by you, to go out and sign. Like, I'm not a free agent guy, but signing a running back in free agency, to me, is a better use of resources than a first-round draft pick.
100%. Agreed.
Smash or pass, Tate falling to number 9 at wide receiver.
Pass. No, smash.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, smash, yeah.
Yeah, I'll
but smash. I was going to say pass because I've seen him go in the top 5 in almost every mock draft.
But Jim would have that jersey tomorrow.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
100%. I would smash that. Yeah, if he's there, absolutely. This is becoming a bigger and
bigger
need.
Somebody's going to fall.
Yeah. If he's there, absolutely, right? But I don't know that he's going to fall to number 9.
Moving along, how about our guy tonight? We'll watch play defensive line for those Miami Hurricanes, the U. Seventh Floor Crew. I don't know if you ever heard that song on YouTube from the old Miami Hurricanes back in the early 2000s with G-Reg.
Have you heard Ram It by the Rams in the late 80s?
Did you hear that new Packers song by that guy that sang it in the wheat fields?
I did.
Cringe.
Look up Ram It on YouTube. We used to play it all the time back in the day. Oh, it's brilliant. It's a great song. It was their theme song.
Mr. Bain, the big fella.
Conrad Bain from Different Strokes?
Nope. Bain, the defensive lineman from Miami, who has been seen in some mock drafts going number 9. To the Kansas City Chiefs, so smash or pass Bain at number
9. Smash, yeah. It's a position of need. It's a good football player. Yeah.
Hey, the thing, he could be good, but his arms are a little short. He called him T-Rex in high school.
I don't care. I really don't.
Yeah, Binkley texted me this morning. His arms are 5.5 inches shorter than Myles Garrett, and they're smaller than Gelati.
Well, then by all means, this guy should go sell insurance then.
You know what? My arms aren't as big as Arnold Schwarzenegger's. You know?
I'm trying to get there. I read Arnold's email every day.
Nice.
I'm not getting there, but I'm closer. Smash that, but pass on all this draft stuff, man. Okay. Like, it's just over an analysis of
nothing. It's one of the top 3 biggest sporting events of the entire sports. According to some.
Mm-hmm. Yes, smash Bain, for sure.
Yeah. Smash or pass. Ole Miss winning tonight over Miami as they are 3.5-point underdogs plus 124 on the money line.
They sent out yesterday a map of the United States and what states are rooting for what team, right?
Ooh, okay.
The entire country is rooting for Indiana. There are two states rooting for old Mississippi. There is one state rooting for Miami. And I think there's like three or four states rooting for Oregon, right? A couple out west and whatnot. I would think if you just did tonight's game, that map would be probably 49 states for old Mississippi and one for Miami.
Heck yeah.
So I am going to smash Ole Miss winning tonight. Because I think that's what we want to see. Right? I feel like I speak for the collective we in the United States at times. Don't you want to see Ole Miss win this thing?
Heck,
and
yes.
Continue to do it in spite of Lane Kiffin?
Hottie toddy, gosh almighty, who the hell are we? Hey, yeah, there we go. Absolutely. Let's go.
Are you allowed to do that being a Tennessee grad?
Since I have Hannah, that she would approve. So maybe
you guys should make hot toddies tonight.
That'd be great. Love that. Smash.
Smash.
Smash a hot toddy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little whiskey, a little honey. Little tea.
Smash.
Maybe throw in a little dash of bitters. That's kind of like a hot old-fashioned. That, if you look up on Urban Dictionary, has a different meaning. After hours. Indiana losing. Smash or pass?
Pass. I want Indiana Ole Mississippi playing for the national championship.
I love both Indiana and Oregon. I love Dan Lanning. I love Sig. I love both stories. I'm cool either way. But, yeah, I'll pass, I guess.
Because this kind of seems the same way. Buffalo Bills beating the Jacksonville Jaguars. Smash or pass? Because that's also a football team. Now, granted, they have been to Super Bowls and they've had winning seasons, but they have lived an entire lifespan of always ending in disappointment, and now they might have their ray of light.
I'd like to keep that going, so I will.
But you're okay with Indiana winning.
Yeah, it's different. Yeah, okay. I will pass on Buffalo beating Jacksonville. I want Jacksonville to win that game. I kind of want to see the meltdown in Buffalo.
Yeah, I can see that. I'll smash the Bills, though, because, again, I'll just stay consistent with the take. I think Tom Brady had his Peyton Manning. Mahomes needs Allen to be that, and we can't keep going, oh, he's 4-0 against him. Yeah, well, he doesn't have any hardware. It doesn't really mean a lot. Josh Allen winning means good is good for Patrick Mahomes' legacy. I'll smash it.
Love that. How about smash or pass Philly losing to San Francisco as they are 4.5-point favorites?
Yeah, I'll smash Philly losing. Smash. Yeah, I want San Francisco to win that game. Get bent.
Do you think if Philly loses, Sirianni's fired?
Look, man.
That's your out, right? You don't know if you're going to – you don't want to put up with his antics again next year.
Yeah,
we saw how the players react to him. If you lose, you're like, hey, man. And we know Roseman. I mean
– do you think the Eagles were that seventh team that called Harbaugh, the mystery team?
They said it was Miami.
Oh, they did?
Mm-hmm.
I did see that report. I didn't know if that was the specific seventh team.
Oh, okay. Well, then there you go. It was Miami. Because clearly it wasn't Tampa. They're keeping Todd.
But I know there are two or three playoff teams that have – called him as well. I mean, like Harbaugh is definitely waiting.
If you're any team for the most part, other than Kansas City, Pittsburgh at this point in time, you're not calling Harbaugh. Everybody else should be. Whether you have a coach or not, he's better than the guy you have.
Former Chiefs offense coordinator Matt Nagy is having meetings with the Arizona Cardinals today and the Las Vegas Raiders today. Smash or pass Nagy to Vegas?
I would tell him to pass on that one. That is a dysfunctional situation. No coach is successful there. And it's not about the coach in Las Vegas at all. It's about the infrastructure and the ownership. Ownership's a disaster.
Would you tell him to pass on every job then? Because that's going to be the case.
I would tell him to take the Tennessee job because I think they have a quarterback. They obviously have a GM that he's comfortable with there.
Okay.
That one, I would say, is different because you have that relationship there. Arizona's a death trap. And Tennessee is one. Like, they've had history of success, right? The Raiders have not. Mac, in your lifetime, the Raiders have never had success.
Nope.
And when I was your age...
They were in the playoffs 2 years ago.
When I was your age, I remember looking at the Raiders going, damn, they've had a lot of success. And then 20 years has gone by and they've had nothing.
Literally nothing.
They're a dead stick as a franchise. So are the Arizona Cardinals.
Keeping it in Las Vegas, John Harbaugh to Las Vegas.
I would tell him, no, you get better opportunity than Vegas.
I'll first be the overall, Chiefs fan here. First pass.
Pass.
First overall pick. Most cap space in the NFL.
Yeah, first or second. Titans are up there, too.
Yeah, it's also Mark Davis. Yeah, fair. Pass.
Fair.
Yeah, as the Chiefs fan, just pass. I do not. Are you kidding me? Both Harbaughs, Sean Payton, and Andy Reid? Just come on. Give me a break.
Final smash or pass. Two more head coaches get fired in the NFL.
I think I'm going to pass on that one.
I'm just trying to think about who they'd be. Like, I could see Sean McDermott getting out if they lose that game, so there's one.
Sirianni.
Yeah, that's fair.
What about the guy, LaFleur, up there in Green Bay?
Gosh, I think that'd be so dumb of Green Bay. I really do.
Doesn't mean they won't do it. We see a lot of dumb things.
I'll pass. I don't think it happens.
Like having an offer and, you know, still trying to date around.
What if Tomlin gets absolutely blanked by Houston at home against Pittsburgh, at home in Pittsburgh?
Did you see the Tony Dungy stuff yesterday?
I can't believe you were watching Tony Dungy
stuff. I wasn't. I read a quote that he said. He said he met with the owner of Pittsburgh for like a half hour yesterday. He goes, yeah, Tony Dungy's going nowhere. Or not Tony Dungy. Mike Tomlin's going nowhere.
Mike Tomlin. Okay. Yeah.
Real quickly, before we get into the sounder, to give somebody a chance at a $50 gift card to Booth Creek Wagyu, if Caleb Williams makes the NFC Championship game, is he better than Jaden Daniels?
Right now, yeah.
Well, today, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, today, sure.
We'll see in year three, but yeah.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, yesterday.
Does he pop into the top 10 if he gets the NFC Championship game?
I think he's right in that range, probably right outside.
Depends on how he plays.
Yeah. Okay. A lot of context.
If they win games 13-9 and he does nothing and the defense carries him,
then no.
You know, yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, they're going to give up more than 13 points. That is an atrocious
defense. No, I just get you.
Yeah. If he's not the part of it.
Yeah.
Finally, I'm one of those guys who can't wait to get to work in the morning. Like a dairy cow.
Oh, yes! Yes!
Coming up next, we'll talk Caleb Williams. We'll talk Bears. We'll talk everything. Playoffs. We'll talk to Miss Kelly Stewart on Wager Talk here on 96.5 The Fan. That was Booth Creek Wagyu, Casey's Best Steaks, now live with two locations, 95th and 135th in Metcalf. Also, Shawnee Mission Ford on a mission to do more online at ShawneeMissionFord.com. As Kelly Stewart joins us to talk all things playoffs and how to bet on them here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan. Fesco and Dusty is brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.